The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, with Anton Lesser as Marcus Didius Falco.
Socia Camelina was dead. I went to the funeral. In my line of work, it's traditional. Petronius came with me.
Must have been quick, Marcus. She found him writing.
Yes, lamp black from the wet ink had stained her white dress all round the wound.
Not a tally of the Silver Pigs. We never found those.
But someone she recognised.
Yes.
He had to silence her.
Yes.
So he stabbed her. With a pen.
Marcus.
I'll find him, Petra. However carefully he protects himself, that man will answer to me.
Marcus, she's here.
They came in procession from her father's house, carrying Socia Camelina in an open bier with garlands in her hair. At the pyre, one of the young bearers stumbled. I stepped forward to help. The bier was so light, and her father's oration was so short.
This was my only daughter, Socia Camelina. She was fair, reverent, and dutiful. Snatched from the world before she could know the love of a husband or child. Receive her young soul gently, O ye gods.
He lit the pyre.
Socia Camelina, hail and farewell.
Surrounded by flowers, small trinkets, sweet oil, she left us. People wept. I was one of them. Scented flames crackled up. I glimpsed her once through the smoke. She was gone.
This is obscene. Remind me again what in Hades I'm doing here.
Official sympathy. Plus a forlorn hope that the maniac we're looking for may turn up.
Exposing himself to curious scrutiny in the one place he knows the law are bound to be.
We may spot a mood in the family that doesn't fit.
Oh, we can rule the family out.
You think?
I know. Her uncle Decimus was at the Senate.
And her dad?
Publius was discussing merchant shipping with Elena's ex-husband.
Elena?
Socia's cousin, the one in Britain. Decimus's daughter.
I suppose that rules the ex out, too.
Before we'd even bothered to rule him in.
Couldn't be the guy who owned the warehouse.
He checked.
50 miles away on his country estate.
Yeah.
And he's not a well man.
Convenient for someone. I should speak to her father.
Do you think that's wise?
I have to. Publius Camillus.
Yes?
Sir, I expect this is the last thing you want to hear from me.
Well, then, don't.
But I promise you, as I promise her, I will find out who killed your child. Whatever it costs, and however long it takes.
You have done quite enough for my daughter.
But, sir.
Leave us all alone.
But we share.
We share nothing, Falco. I never want to see you again.
That went well. Look out, here comes another one. Decimus Camillus, my sympathies on the tragic death of your niece.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. And you, Falco.
It's the least I could do.
Does it mean... Are you willing to go on with the case?
I'll go on.
I hear the magistrate's team found nothing in the warehouses.
No one saw anything either.
What about the pen? Can't that be identified?
Unfortunately not.
The Silver Pigs will lead us to him.
And that's where you'll start?
Yes, but not in Rome. It's too big. I need to get back to the source.
A
small community in a province under strict army control.
Dear gods, no.
Much easier to work in. I should have gone before.
Britain.
Britain.
I still don't see why you need to go. What's your cover story?
I'm going to bring Decimus's daughter, Elena Justina, home from the visit to her aunt.
If she'll come. She sounds like a headstrong female to me.
Is that all you're taking? I've got some socks I can lend you.
My mother's already tried to weigh me down with that shale tray I brought her back. See?
Is that the one the peddler forgot to tell you needed constant oiling?
Yeah. She thinks I should get my money back. I told her I had more important things to worry about.
Like who wants to depose the emperor?
And when they're planning to do it. Decimus thinks they'll wait till Titus comes home from Judea. Finish off the father and the son.
One son. Still leaves Domitian. What about him?
That playboy. What use would he be to them?
So the usual suspects, everyone in the Senate?
Except Decimus.
Still leaves 599 senators.
Someone who knows Britain, obviously.
Well, that doesn't narrow the field.
Someone in the British Channel fleet. Anyone who owns a ship, all the merchants.
Might start at the top. The British provincial governor. Or his wife.
Or even the bloke I'm travelling to meet, Gaius Hilaris.
He's Decimus's brother-in-law.
He's also procurator in charge of finance. And he's chosen to live in Britain for 20 years.
Obviously crazy enough for anything, then.
Falco, welcome to Britain. How was your journey? Join me in a drink while I have your baggage taken to your room.
Thank you, Gaius Hilaris.
This isn't your first visit, is it? You'll find the old place changed.
One thing you can't change. I see you've got your underfloor heating on.
Well, it is October. Still sunny in Rome, I suppose.
I'm all right. I brought some socks.
Very wise. When I first came to Britain, did you realise you and I served in the same legion?
Yes. Only you served in the glorious 2nd Augusta when there were crack troops in the British invasion force.
Where I met Vespasian.
I served at Isca under Poinius Postumus.
Ah, yes. At the time of the...
local tiff, he called it.
Queen Boudicca's revolt.
Some local tiff, eh?
How old were you, Falco?
20.
None of us will ever quite recover.
What were you doing then?
Me? Oh, I was the finance officer in charge of the British mines.
Which gave me something to think about while I dressed for dinner. That and the fact that my baggage roll had been skillfully searched while we had our little chat. I came down to a cosy domestic scene. Hilaris was reading, his wife, Ailia Camilla, was nursing the baby, and a younger woman was cuddling the toddler. No one introduced me, so I presumed she was the nanny.
Welcome. I hear you were Socia Camelina's friend.
Not a very good one.
Ailia gave me a sympathetic smile. Like her brother Decimus, she was kind, though I was just about to find out it didn't apply to all the family.
You have a bracelet that belonged to my cousin.
Puzzled, I turned to the nursemaid. Eyes like burnt caramel in a bitter almond face. And very fancy gold hoop earrings for a... oh, Hades. This was Decimus's daughter. This was Helena.
You should return it to me.
Thanks, but I think I'll keep it.
I gave it to her.
And she gave it to me.
Females with bad manners and loud voices were never my type, however beautiful they were.
We shall all need to be adult in our loyalties. Didius Falco, you were obviously fond of my niece.
Anyone who knew your niece would have been fond of her, madam. Besides...
You blame yourself for what happened?
He should.
I blame the man who killed her. But until he is identified, I take responsibility.
I can't listen to this. Excuse me.
She was tall. I used to like tall women.
Have I just had the honour of offending the noble daughter of my client?
Oh, my apologies.
We should have introduced you.
Yes, that is Helena Justina, my wife's niece.
I believe there is a suggestion that you should escort our Helena home.
That was the plan.
Maybe we should...
Yes. Will you excuse us?
They left, and Helena returned.
Let's cut to the chase, shall we?
What chase, lady?
The wild goose chase you're on. This journey of yours is a pointless exercise, isn't it?
It may be. Look, ladyship, I shan't ask why you've taken such an instant dislike to me.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know, and frankly, I don't care.
Oh, please be frank.
I've come to a place I hate, at some danger to myself.
Go home, then.
I can't. It's the only chance your father and I are finding out who murdered your cousin Socia.
A good speech if it came from an honest man.
Then it's a good speech.
All lies.
What am I supposed to be lying about? I'm doing my best.
To drag out your contract for profit? Or is it sabotage? Are you a traitor, Falco?
No, just a minute.
Or merely a time waster?
A traitor to what? To who?
You know who you've betrayed, but if you want me to spell it out...
It might save time.
Socia Camelina saw one of the men who abducted her coming out of a house she knew. She wrote and told me. She didn't say whose house it was.
Yeah, but why not?
She didn't need to. She said she told you.
No.
Yes.
No, she may have intended to tell me.
She said she had.
Maybe she wrote to me too, but if she did, that note never reached me. Lady, I swear.
Why should I believe you?
I only lie when there's something to gain.
So you did lie to her?
No.
My poor cousin, she was 16.
Getting to know each other? That's good. Now, has Helena told you our plan?
What plan? I didn't like the sound of this.
No, Uncle, I thought I'd leave that to you.
Thank you, my dear. Now,
where to start?
Our main reason for investing in Britain is its yield of precious metals.
I know. I used to guard the silver mines in the southwest when I was in the army.
Oh, at last, something useful you've done. We encourage self-government by the tribes now.
In the Mendips, a British native called Claudius Triferus holds the franchise. I shall have him arrested once I know how the ingots are stolen and shipped out.
And it's my job to find out.
Yes. I want to plant you in the mines, establish you among the workforce.
I had my eye on a management post.
All filled. Senator's dim nephew's out here for the boar hunting.
So I wasn't the only man she didn't approve of, though that was the least of my worries. In the mines, no one can hear you scream, and if they can, they don't care.
So what do you think, Falco?
Do I have a choice? May I ask whose bright idea this bracing winter holiday was?
I believe Helena Justina thought of it first.
Yeah. May the gods protect your ladyship. I trust you'll explain to my little grey-haired mother when my back's broken and I'm buried in a bog. Do you answer to the Furies, madam, for wreaking this hard vengeance on me?
I answer to myself.
That told me. What happened to all our modest, quiet Roman maidens? That's what I'd like to know. I blame the Vestal Virgins. I worked in the lead mines for 3 months. A retired centurion called Rufius Vitalis helped get me in. He pretended I was a runaway slave he'd found.
I call him Chirpy. He isn't. Don't let him escape. I'll be back to see if a few weeks in the mines jog his memory.
We dug all day. When it was too dark to see, we marched back. We woke in the dark the next day. We did it all again. So, when Rufius Vitalis came for his chat...
Falco! Great chat! The agency said we need to get you out of here, quick.
Can't go. Not yet.
But you...
Don't waste time. I need you to smuggle out some information in case I never get a chance.
Who to?
A financial procurator, Gaius Hilaris.
I'll find him. Just tell me what I have to say.
There's flagrant corruption all along the line.
You haven't got time to begin at the beginning.
Yo, Vitalis!
I hadn't. It was Cornix, our obscene bully of a foreman.
Tell him the ingots that are stolen before the silver's been extracted have a special stamp. TCLTRIF.
That punk admitted anything yet?
Nothing.
Anything else?
I've seen that stamp before. On the ingot we found in Rome.
Better leave him with us a bit longer, then.
Yeah, won't get much back for him the way he looks now. Can't you fatten him up a bit? I'd be willing to go halves on any reward.
Well, you could stick him on the wagon.
Oh, that'd do it. Yeah. Thanks, mate.
Your lucky day, isn't it, Chirpy? Let's celebrate, eh?
Sorry. I've got a headache.
Oh, you...
Good old Rufius. I needed to drive one of the wagons that went onto the embarkation port, so I could pinpoint the ship that carried the stolen pigs to Rome, the ship and the owner, who must be in on the conspiracy. Only my wagon crashed on the way, and the stolen ingots fell off. I volunteered to stay with them. For the first time in 3 months, I found myself completely alone. I decided to hide the ingots as evidence. That's when I noticed only one of them had this special stamp.
But then there's no silver in the other three. They're trying to bribe the Praetorian Guard with lead. If we tell them, Vespasian is safe.
I marked the spot with a cairn. I set out to walk back to the mines. I seem to remember chatting to my dead brother Festus along the way. Not that it helped. He thought I was a fool too. Especially when I fell down an old mine working and broke my leg. I had to get back to the mines. So I did, somehow. For all the good it did me.
It isn't Chirpy. Back so soon. Where's your wagon?
There was an accident.
So where are the ingots?
I had to leave...
You left them? Why, you... Take him to the cells. If anyone comes looking for him, tell him he's dead.
I don't know how long they left me there. I'd given up hope. Then I heard a voice outside.
The one you called Chirpy?
No. I must be hearing things.
There's just a chance we could look in here.
Oh, yes. That's him. That's our precious runaway.
Helena Justina.
My lady to you.
What have you achieved? A broken leg, fractured ribs, chilblains, ringworm and filth.
I can assure you, lady, if we...
I'm not taking him home in this state. Where are your baths?
You can tell me if I go too fast and frighten you.
You do drive too fast, but you don't frighten me. Only you are going the wrong way.
I'm not. We need to go north. Uncle Gaius has that man Treferus under arrest at the fort at Glaven.
Gaius Hilarius has arrested him. On what charge?
I'll explain when you're feeling better.
Right, well, thank you for...
Rescuing you? Now, you can thank your friend Rufrius for that. He told Uncle Gaius you should be withdrawn.
You came to fetch me.
Camouflage. Besides, I felt guilty about your little grey-haired old mother.
When did I tell you about my mother?
Never mind. I'd like to know what you were up to on the moors, though.
I was hiding 4 stolen ingots.
Evidence?
Possibly.
Or a nice little pension for you.
Oh!
If you live to collect it. Do you need me to stop?
I'll manage. Is that why you're driving so fast? Afraid you'll have my corpse on your hands?
Oh, don't worry, Falco. I'll see you get a proper burial.
I don't really remember my time at Glaven. They had me doped up on poppy juice to kill the pain.
Marcus, rest. I've had your report from Rufrius. I've been able to act on it. Well done.
Mines, you sent me...
Hush, it's over. You're quite safe.
You came for me.
Lie still, Falco. Don't make such a fuss. You'll never get better.
Next time I came round, a doctor was standing over me, surrounded by his awestruck pupils. From his complete absence of bedside manner, I knew he must be the chief surgeon.
He's vulnerable to gangrene in this leg. Probably best to amputate. While he still has the strength to stand the operation. Mm. We'll give him something to knock him out.
Couldn't wait to try out his new instruments. The chisel and the saw and the mallet. I saw them all.
Now, this may hurt a little.
Stop this at once!
Lady, I've explained if the gangrene spreads...
There's no gangrene! It has a distinct smell. I'd expect an army surgeon to know that.
Excuse me, my lady, but there is a smell.
Yes, rotting cheese. His feet stink and he's got chilblains, but that's no reason to cut his leg off. Leave him alone. He's suffered enough.
And he suffered a bit more when they were trying to pull the leg straight. Though I was grateful to have a leg that needed pulling straight. It made someone cry. I hope it wasn't me. I hope it wasn't my tears someone wiped off my face. Someone who smelt wonderful, like all the perfumes of Parthia. Must have been one of the horse guards. I'd spent 5 weeks convalescing at Aquae Sulis. They got big plans for the place, but I can't see it catching on. That spring water's revolting. But at last I was back at Glaven, helping Hilarius interrogate Treferus, the British native in charge of the mines.
I'm not saying nothing.
Treferus was your average Brit wide boy, all twisty electrum necklets and narrow pointed shoes. He was a Cortinae, a self-sufficient tribe on the Midland Plain. Lads I knew who got posted there seemed quite fond of the place. Though how they stood that accent.
Yeah, don't scare me.
Is that right? We know how you operate. Now, cough up some names.
Oh, you watch me necklet. I paid good money for that.
Now, steady, Falco. This is Britain. We do things differently here.
That's right. You tell him, flaming cheek.
Treferus, whether I can help you is up to you. But you'll be wise to cooperate. This man is an imperial agent.
Weights and measures. What's your problem, officer?
I've been working in your mines undercover. Your system stinks from the shafts to the furnace.
Trouble with the dockets, is it?
Trouble with this.
I flung my nugget of silver on the table.
3 weeks on the bellows, and that was my haul.
You can't prove nothing.
I think he can.
All we want to know is how those traitors in Rome got in on the racket. Threatened you with exposure unless you cut them in, did they?
You don't understand. Mining's a special case.
Now, we're wasting our time here. Let me take him back to Rome. The lions are always hungry.
You can't do that.
I can. I know all about your stamping system.
What system?
Stolen one stamp 4 times if they're still contained silver. About one in four.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But you sell the others as if they were silver too, rather you than me, when the Praetorian Guard find out they're being bribed with lead.
It's all lies.
So why have British ingots been found in Rome?
If we don't arrest the plotters before they get to you, well...
Well, that they told me...
Vespasian was on his way out. No chance, sunshine! He's on to this, the game's up.
Save yourself, man. Turn in whatever evidence you can. It's your only chance.
I don't mind telling you. Not that I know much. Just a couple of names.
That's what you say.
But I don't want your friend hearing on it. He's got a nasty streak. Lions!
He gave Ilaris two names. He put them in a letter to the Emperor for me to take back to Rome. He wouldn't tell me who they were, though.
The sooner you set off, the better. If Helena's ready to go home.
And if she wants me to take her.
Well, why shouldn't she?
I don't think she likes me very much.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
If I understood why she's so overwrought...
After effects of her divorce.
Whose idea was the marriage?
Her uncle Publius. You must know him.
Yes, I know him.
He proposed the match to her father.
What did Helena think of her husband-to-be?
She described him in a letter to my wife as a senator of standing without indecent habits.
Cool.
She said he never talked to her. Once she found they were incompatible, she drew up the papers.
But if...
Anyway, you'll need to be getting into town if you're going home. You'll have some shopping to do.
Yes, I've got to find my mother a decent shale tray.
First, I wanted to speak to Helena. If she'd been shopping, it hadn't left her in a very good mood.
Gaius Silaris tells me you'll be leaving soon.
No choice. Uncle Gaius is insisting I take the Imperial post with you as an escort.
Well, take the post? You don't have to take me.
Are you saying you won't act for me?
I don't remember you asking me to.
You won't? Is it because of your time in the mines?
No, I'm open to offers. I don't like your assumption that you can dictate which of them I accept.
I assume nothing about you. Not anymore. So, if it is your choice, and with acceptable pay, of course, will you consent to escort me home?
I was going to say no.
Was?
It's my choice.
Of course. You better tell me your rates.
No need, your father's paying me.
That's between you and him. I want to pay you myself.
But...
Then if I want to end the contract, I will.
It's your money.
Yes.
Are you sure about this? You still seem...
I've had a frustrating day. I went down to the coast to organise our passage to Gaul.
I would have done that.
It's done now, but... There was a ship at the shale yards I hoped would take us. The captain refused.
If he found another one?
That ship belonged to my ex-husband.
Oh.
How could he be so petty?
Yeah, well...
Petty, unnecessary, bad-mannered and vile.
I hoped she was going to cheer up a bit before we started on our journey. It's a long way to Rome. I'll say this for her. 1,400 miles and she never complained. But by the time we got to Massilia, we were both completely shattered.
Feeling better now?
Don't fidget me.
Sorry. Would you be nicer to me if I told you it was my birthday?
Is it? Bad luck.
Yeah, 500 miles from home, gritty fish stew, filthy Gallic wine, a callous client.
It's your own fault. If I'd known it was your birthday, I'd have brought you tipsy cake. How old are you?
30. Downhill to the dark boat across the Styx. How old are you?
23.
Plenty of time to rope in a new husband?
What makes you think I'd want one?
That bad? What went wrong? Too mean with the opal earrings or too free with the Syrian flute girls?
Neither.
Beat you?
Would have meant taking an interest in me. Oh, married 4 years, no children. I enjoyed running my own household, but what was the point?
You never quarrelled?
Once.
What about?
Politics.
Politics? I'm sorry, you've got to admit it's novel.
It was important. The year of the four emperors. Our family supported Vespasian.
And your husband didn't?
He had no strong views, so I thought. Until his friends came to dinner and started talking about backing Domitian.
That lightweight.
An ideal emperor for their purposes. Attractive enough to be popular, but easy for them to manipulate.
That's why you quarrelled.
It showed me the distance between us. He wouldn't even listen to my point of view.
You could have settled for a quiet life.
I could.
Some women would have just taken a lover, spent the husband's money.
Some women.
Why did he marry you?
A wife's compulsory in public life.
And it gave him closer ties to Uncle Publius.
Did your father approve?
He has a habit of doing what his brother wants. He thought I'd be financially secure. My husband was a trader. Arabian spices, Indian porphyry.
I thought senators weren't allowed to go into trade.
He went into partnership with Uncle Publius. All the documents in my uncle's name, but the money was my husband's.
Cozy.
Until the year of the four emperors and the difficulties trading east. Uncle Publius even visited Britain to look for new markets. That didn't please Uncle Gaius.
Well, don't they get on?
Gaius thinks he's a bad influence on his sister.
Your Aunt Ilia? Bad? How?
He taught her to drive in his racing chariot.
Oh, let me guess, she taught you.
And don't be so ungrateful. You were desperately ill. I had to hurry. You were perfectly safe.
So you say.
She pretended to box my ears. I caught her hand. She'd perfume on her wrists. It reminded me of something. Made me think of Parthian kings. I'd smelt it before.
That's exotic.
Malabathran, from India. My husband gave it me.
Generous.
Waste of money. He never noticed it.
Maybe he had a cold he couldn't shift.
For 4 years.
Maybe you should have laughed with him more.
I should have laughed at myself.
Only a fool would have tried to kiss that hand. I had to give it back.
Thank you.
What for?
Something you once did.
We sat quietly for a while.
Thinking about the case?
Oh, I came so close. If I'd found out how the ingots are shipped out.
Falco, that ship that refused me passage, I didn't tell you. It was carrying shale goods. Awful stuff, but...
Perfect cover. Did you ask the trader's name?
Of course. Attius Pertinax.
Attius Pertinax? The bastard who had me arrested?
There's no need to swear.
There is, if you knew him.
Of course I know him. I was married to him. Attius Pertinax is my ex-husband.
In The Silver Pigs by Lindsay Davis, Falco was played by Anton Lesser, Helena by Fritha Goody, Petronius by Ben Crowe, Decimus by Robert Lister, and Publius by Richard Derrington. Ian Brooker played Hilaris, Susan Jeffrey Ilia, and Alex Jones Treferus and Cornix. The Silver Pigs was dramatised by Mary Cutler and directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.